Let's waste time chasing cars around our heads. I need your grace. City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. It's Monday morning, so we're talking about this whole area about our posh boys ruining pop. And well, let's just say good morning to Blake, who arrived in the studio. Morning, fellas.
Morning.
You're keeping well. Is it offensive to call you posh boys?
Not in the slightest.
Whatever you like. Listen, we wanted to get you in because you've got a new album out coming out at the end of the month, which is great. It's called And So It Goes, and that version of Chasing Cars is on there. Want to talk about that. I want to talk about how you got together, and then I want to kind of talk about all of your background so I can almost nail down whether or not you are definitive posh boys or whether or not we're just trying to intimidate people this morning and be a little bit rude. So listen, you guys came together, and this is interesting, isn't it? Because we use Facebook on this radio show every morning. You know, we say to people, look, you can get in contact with the show using email, text, and on the telephone. We also say you can Facebook us, which, you know, I'm just a big fan of Facebook because more so than ever, it's just another way for people kind of to get involved in stuff. And you actually formed on Facebook. Just talk us through that story.
Yeah, it was quite simple, really. We had Ollie and Jules, who've known each other since they were 7 years old, at school together. And about 18 months ago, they said, well, we want to put a group together. It's something they always wanted to do. So they had to search other people, like-minded people, interested in pop and classical. And on Facebook, you've always got groups on there of people who are interested
there's
in
There's loads
things.
Of groups on there,
loads
aren't there?
Loads.
Yeah, some really weird groups as well.
Whatever you're into, there's a group for it. Let's not go into the really weird ones. It's a bit early in the morning.
A conversation for a different time,
Exactly, late night show. So consequently, they contacted myself and Dom through Facebook because we've been to the same music and drama colleges. And the end result of that is we all got together for a rehearsal, liked a lot the way it sounded, and went on from there and managed to get a manager who was interested in us. He took us to Universal Records and they gave us a 5-album record deal. And most of that happened in most of that happened in about 48 hours.
Okay, that's amazing, isn't it? And it's it is testament because, I mean, we on this show not only talk about Facebook a lot, but also we talk about stuff like MySpace, which I think is great because if you're a band and you're finding it hard to get exposure, MySpace has revolutionised the whole thing now. You don't need to bother with record companies. You can go, this is my stuff, have a listen. And then because of the internet, word spreads. So purely down to Facebook, you lads all got together.
No, it's been really good for us. And the other thing about Facebook is that it's a good way of getting, keeping in contact with our fans. If we do a concert and maybe we do 10 or so songs and they like a few of them and they don't like some of them,
they'll tell you,
Facebook and go, actually I like that song but that one didn't really work, or that suit you're wearing, you look a bit stupid or whatever, and we take notice of that.
Well, let's talk about that for a second because And So It Goes comes out a week today, and I mean you've got so many tracks now. We just play a little bit of Chasing Cars, which is a great song, Snow Patrol song, and you've got loads of other stuff on here. How do you go about selecting the songs? Did you actually ask the fans about these, or are these some of your favourite songs?
It's a mixture of everything, really. A mixture of getting feedback from people who, one of the best things about where we are now, a year down the line, is that we've had the chance to perform in front of a lot of, thousands, hundreds of thousands of people, pretty much. And you get the chance to see how songs go down and how they react. And meeting people, you hear some people make some really good suggestions. We had some really crazy and stupid suggestions as well. But it's great. Them, and then we come up with ideas, and our producer came up with some great ideas, and eventually we got our shortlist down and ended up with the songs that we've got.
And just out of interest, because it's very clear that you guys, I mean, it's kind of like you got the Album of the Year award at the Classical Brits in 2008. You're classically trained voices. There is kind of it's almost classical crossing into pop. Is that a fair description?
I mean, it used to be called crossover, really.
Crossover.
As that.
Do you guys listen to when you're not recording albums? What's on the iPod or on the CD machine at the moment?
Either. Classical. Really? It's probably the worst thing to say. No, I don't really listen to classical music. I appreciate it. I like being able to sing it. But it's not actually my favourite kind of music.
Okay.
Personally, anything electronica is what I like.
Right, okay.
There are bits of that on the album. You hear little tweaks with certain songs. Yeah. It's good fun.
What about the rest of you?
All sorts, to be honest. Totally, we've all got very eclectic tastes.
Because we're very keen to put people in boxes, aren't we, girl? They're a classical act, so therefore you get your rocks off to Brahms every night when you get back or whatever. That's not the case.
Well, that's the good thing about this the selection of songs that we've come up with. Yeah. Actually, it takes you from a very contemporary track to a very classical track. And, right, I mean, that's like my iPod. I mean, I've got...
Yeah, and the thing is, if it's good, it's good, isn't it? It doesn't matter what it is.
Exactly. Well, that's what we're trying to say with the album. You know, people nowadays, I think with iPods and with iTunes, you know, people have this very eclectic taste. So on the album, you've got a totally classical piece, like something, you know, it's Mascagni, Cavaliere, Rusticana.
Yeah.
And then you go to something like...
Is that because
like
you're posh?
Control. That's because I'm posh.
Yeah. All right, let's move on from the album. I mean, I'm just looking at some bits and pieces here. Keira Knightley, now she's posh.
She's hot. Fit.
How fit on a scale of 1 to 10?
She's up there. She's
interrupted the recording of your debut album.
Yeah.
She's posh as well as fit, though,
she's
isn't she?
She's posh and fit.
Yeah.
Because we were posh, we were automatically best friends.
Yeah, well, quite rightly so. All right, I don't know, Will Smith, posh or not posh?
He's not posh, actually. He's one of the nicest blokes we've ever met.
Yeah.
In so much that, obviously, he's a massive, massive A-list
star. You're saying posh people aren't nice?
Some aren't. But no, he was really, really friendly, and you know, he had no idea who we were. So one of his people just directed him in our direction.
And he just came along and smiled a lot.
These posh boys from the UK.
We're basically best friends with him. As well.
And Ewan McGregor, not posh? Posh?
Not posh. Really.
You see, what we're talking about this morning, and I'm just interested in this, because you look at kind of like, you know, the you go from people like Brian Ferry and go along to sort of like, you know, various other people. It's just like this, are there posh boys in pop? I don't know the answer to this. I don't know. Do you think
Brian Ferry's posh?
He is quite.
He is, yeah.
He's become posh, in actual fact.
Well, his son's in the Slammer at the moment for doing something, so, you know.
Being in the Slammer, you can't be posh. Yeah. I mean, that's...
But it was something to do with fox hunting, wasn't it? So there's a whole argument, isn't it?
Cool.
You know. Okay, what I want to do is just kind of, because you guys, you're from different parts of the United Kingdom, Bath. You see, I come from the south, you worked out.
Bath.
Yeah, it was changed over 9 months. Like, when I first arrived at this radio station, it was Bath. Now it's Bath. So we got Bath, we got Sussex, we got Devon, we got Wiltshire, we got Ollie, Dom, Jules and Steve. They're quite posh names. Is that a fair comment?
That's fair enough.
He likes to be called Stephen, not Steve.
Right. You're very good.
And I'm Dominic, not Dominic.
You're Dominic.
To be honest.
All right, and I mean, also going through various other bits and pieces as well, you know, I mean, Catherine Jenkins.
Fit.
Not posh. No.
Posh or
you
not posh.
You must know that this radio show can be heard in a big chunk of Wales. So you know. So Catherine Jenkins, fit but not posh.
Not posh, but fit and very nice.
Yeah. Looks like she could be posh, but thankfully isn't.
Yeah.
There you go.
So you've got the best of both.
That's good.
There.
All right. And what are you fellas planning for the future? I mean, obviously the album's out and the tour to obviously promote that and stuff. So what happens next?
Yeah. Well, like you said, the album comes out a week today, and with that comes a lot of travelling around the UK to you know, brilliant radio stations like this one.
Well, you're in Liverpool. What do you guys make of Liverpool? Is it your second time here? Because I know you've been third time. What do you make of the capital of culture city?
Every time we've come, we've had a good night out.
Cultured.
That's as simple as that.
You can always have a good night out in this city.
Yeah. No. I mean, to be honest, most of them we've woken up in the morning with quite a hangover. Yeah.
Well, last time we didn't get a bed. Last time
I didn't
all night.
Is that posh behaviour or not? I can't work it out.
Posh or not posh?
Not, I don't know.
Listeners, phone in now.
Where did you go? Can you remember?
Yeah, where was it,
Steve?
Where did they go, Steve?
It was in Victoria Street, one of them places.
Somewhere in Victoria Street, it was just a blur.
We were with Phil Easton, actually.
Where's that nightclub which goes down into the depths?
I've got no idea.
It's like a cellar.
Mosquitoes or something like that?
No.
You didn't go out with Phil Easton, did you?
Yeah.
The guy who does our breakfast show. You went out with Phil, drinking. God, I'm surprised you're still here.
Phil, all right. Posh or not posh? There you go.
That's a question. Vote now. Premium rate phone line. Right, very quickly, we talked about the album. It comes out a week today, and so it goes. Loads of great tracks on there. Before we let you go, and thank you very much for coming in and getting involved in this, I'm going to ask you, a number of questions. First of all, are posh boys ruining pop? Yes or no? One of you guys.
No. Full of them.
No.
No.
Yeah. Look at the Rolling Stones. They were all posh.
A lot of good bands have a few posh members.
Yeah.
Mind you, some would say that's a bit mainstream. But I think Coldplay are great. Yeah. I think Keane are great. I think they're all posh boys. In fact, I went to school with the guy from Keane, Tom Chaplin.
Yeah, and he's posh.
He's posh.
He's posh, isn't he? All right, before I let you go then, I've got a little posh questionnaire here. Which is just very random, but and you can collectively do this or separately. I don't mind. Do it collectively. All right, here we go. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 10 questions. Right, posh question number 1: lager or bitter?
Lager.
Bitter for me.
Lager.
Oh, there you go, 2-2.
Jury's out. Okay.
Question number 2, sandwich or a wrap?
Oh,
not a wrap, rappers in. Sandwich, I think. Yeah. So, rugby or football?
Rugby.
Okay.
Football.
Football?
No, rugby.
Yeah. Cash or credit?
Oh, cash.
Cash. Get a wad. Belt or braces?
Belt. I always wear braces. I'm wearing them with my T-shirt.
I know, they're quite fitting this morning. I like this one. The Riviera or Runcorn?
Runcorn.
Without a doubt. Right.
Mondeo or Merck?
Mondeo.
So reliable.
Mirror or the Telegraph?
Oh, the Mirror's a good paper. Good.
Neither.
All right, and finally, curry or fine cuisine?
Curry.
Curry.
Beautiful. Curry. All right, listen, fellas. Blake, thank you for coming in. Good luck with the tour and good luck with the album.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.